In a world in which we too often look out for ourselves at the expense of others, God calls us to be different. Philippians 2 says, "Let nothing be done through strife and vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem others better than themselves." Welcome to Gateway to Joy, helping you lovingly put God's principles into action in your daily life. Here's Elizabeth Elliott.
You are loved with an everlasting love. That's what the Bible says, and underneath are the everlasting arms. This is your friend, Elizabeth Elliott, talking with you today, one more time, about the search for security. I read you a letter from a desperate girl who was hoping that God was going to give her a husband. Anybody out there in that position? Well, I would guess that there are probably a few thousand of you. And there are probably a few thousand of you men, too, thinking, when am I going to find the right one? Well, when you start praying about it might be the answer. And those of you that have prayed about it, it may be that God's answer is no, that he doesn't want you to be married, you know. And there have been thousands of single people who have blessed the church by making their singleness an offering to God. Your virginity can be a lifetime offering to God. But if God wants to give you the great gift of marriage, God knows how to do that in his own time. But I would counsel you to just simply wait on him. This girl says, "This can't be what my life is going to be like from now on. But what if it is?" Well, your life can be turmoil from now on until you come to the place of utter renunciation of your own desires, just handing them over, peacefully leaving them in God's hands, because he knows a whole lot better what to do with them than you do. I read to you yesterday an amazing letter from a prospective father whose wife has learned that she's carrying twins and they are attached, what we used to call Siamese twins. How would you feel if you received that kind of a word? And yet his testimony was clearly that of a man whose hope is in God. "When through fiery trial thy pathway shall lie, my grace all sufficient shall be thy supply. The flame shall not hurt thee. I only design thy dross to consume and my gold to refine." So many of you write to me wanting to know what Elizabeth Elliott says or thinks about something. But, you know, it's my earnest desire, it's my constant prayer that God will just simply make me sort of a channel, a tube through which his word may reach you. It's much more important to know what the Lord says about it. And what does the Lord say about a girl who says, "This can't be what my life is going to be like from now on, but what if it is?" He says, "Fear none of those things which you will suffer." He says, "Take no thought for the morrow." He says, "Casting all your care upon me, for I care about you." The girl writes, "If God has someone for me, he will bring him in his own perfect timing." Well, there, she's already answered her own question, hasn't she? She didn't really need to ask me. She knows that God knows how to bring the right person. "But I want to be pure and true, and I suppose God is trying to make me so." Yes, I suppose so too. I'm sure of it. We need perplexities. Why? In order to cause us to turn to him. We have to come to the end of the road, to the edge of the sea, with the chariots of the Egyptians thundering after us, to the place where there's no way back and no way through, and we stand there and we look at God and we say, "We do not know what to do." And then we stand still, and God does what we can't do. We need to learn to leave the impossible with him. Do the possible. Do what God assigns to us to do. But leave the impossible. Leave it peacefully. Leave it completely in his hands. We need uncertainty. That's where faith begins to operate. faith operates in the dark, doesn't it? We don't need faith where we have all the explanations. There's a beautiful poem, and I always forget whether it's Whittier or Longfellow. I get those two mixed up. I know not what the future hath of marvel or surprise, assured alone that life and death his mercy underlies. I know not where his islands lift their fronded palms in air. I only know I cannot drift beyond his love and care. And so beside the silent sea I wait the muffled oar. No harm from him can come to me on ocean or on shore. Now that's where my security lies, assured alone that life and death his mercy underlies. That's what those words mean that I repeat at the beginning of the program. Underneath are the everlasting arms. As the mountains are round about Jerusalem, so the Lord is round about them that fear him. In other words, we are undergirded with the everlasting arms. We are encircled by the Lord himself, and he says his tender mercies are over all his works. Overshadowed, encircled, undergirded. Do you suppose that God is trying to make you pure and true? Well, you suppose correctly. Do you suppose he loves you with an everlasting love? I can assure you that he does. He does indeed. Does it seem like there are two people living inside you? There are. The old self and the new self, just what we talked about on Gateway to Joy for the past 2 weeks. You understand that you must wait. You don't understand everything about it. You're hurt and confused. But in Romans 8, 38 and 39, I read them in a different translation yesterday. Let me give you this one. I love the assurance expressed by the Apostle Paul in these words. I have become absolutely convinced that neither death nor life, neither messenger of heaven nor monarch of earth, neither what happens today nor what may happen tomorrow, neither a power from on high nor a power from below, nor anything else in God's whole world has any power to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Don't you love that? What are you absolutely convinced of? It would be a good thing for you to memorize Romans 8, 38, and 39 in whatever translation of the Bible you have. But I particularly like this one that says, I am absolutely convinced. I am absolutely sure. I am positive. Nobody is going to shake the place of my security. He is the rock, rock of ages, cleft for me. One of my favorite hymns was written by Anna L. Waring. How many of you know that Anna L. Waring was the author of one that almost everybody knows, Jesus Loves Me, This I Know for the Bible Tells Me So. But this beautiful hymn is called In Heavenly Love, Abiding. It is an expression of security. We need not search throughout our life for security. This is where you can find it, and you can find it today. In heavenly love abiding, no change my heart shall fear. And safe is such confiding, for nothing changes here. The storm may roar without me, my heart may low be laid, but God is round about me, and can I be dismayed? Wherever he may guide me, no want shall turn me back. My shepherd is beside me, and nothing can I lack. His wisdom ever waketh. His sight is never dim. He knows the way he taketh, and I will walk with him. Green pastures are before me, which yet I have not seen. Bright skies will soon be o'er me, where the dark clouds have been. My hope I cannot measure. My path to life is free. My Savior has my treasure, and he will walk with me. Don't you love that? Amy Carmichael loved that poem, and I'm told that she often asked that one of the dear Indian nurses who was caring for her in her last illness would read those words to her. In heavenly love abiding, no change my heart shall fear. There's someone listening to me today who is dreading a major change in her life or his life. You need not dread that change, because that heavenly love is not going to change in the slightest. And safe is such confiding, for nothing changes here. What does she mean by here? In heavenly love. In that love, in that place of total security, absolute safety, there will be no change. The storm may roar without me. My heart may low be laid. But God is round about me, and can I be dismayed?
As Elizabeth has said, anything if offered to God can and will become your gateway to joy. Elizabeth Elliot has been sharing timeless truth with ladies for many years, drawing insight from her Bible study and her experiences as a wife, mother, and missionary. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliot. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network, Charlotte, North Carolina.